We say we continue today in Simen Samech Ches. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Yesh mekomos shemafsikim beberchos kriyashma, lomar piyutim. There are some places where they used to stop in the middle of Birchos Kriyashma to say Piyutim. Piyutim, of course, are supplemental prayers, supplemental, really, liturgy, established, again, throughout history at different times, different places, different kehilos have different minhagim. You'll find this often if you look in the Machzer by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you'll find that many times there are Piyutim in Baruch Hu by Birchos Kriyashma. So the Shulchan Aruch says there are places that have the custom to say piyutim. Now the Mechaber himself weighs in on this and says it is better not to say them because they constitute a hefzik. They constitute an interruption in Birchos Kriyashma. So the Ramah comments on this and he says, Hago, v'yesh omrim de'ein iser badavar. So some say again that there is no iser, there's no prohibition. Now he quotes over here the Rash, the name of the Rashba, and the Mishnah Berurah explains the idea over here is that essentially anything that's established as part of formal prayer by definition does not constitute a hefsek, does not constitute an interruption. Therefore, again, the Rama says it's not a real hefsek. Therefore, the Rama says the minhag is to say this piyutim, v'amekel v'eino omrom lo hefsek. But if one is lenient and does not recite this piyutim, it's interesting, he views the non-recitation of the piyutim as a kula, as a leniency, so one has not lost. But again, let's say one is not saying piyutim. So the Rama says one should not go ahead and therefore spend that time learning Torah in the middle of Birchos Kriyashma, because that again would ultimately constitute a hafsik. And certainly, if one is not going to say the piyutim, one can't engage in any frivolous or unnecessary talk. Umikomakom, mishalomeid ayideh hirur, but yet one who learns, again, not through articulating the words, but through looking, scanning the pages, and thinking about the words of Torah, shero'a b'sefer maharer, one looks inside the sefer, one simply thinks about that which is written, les be'isura, there is no iser, tehirur lav kedibur dami, for thought is not the equivalent of speech. Elo, shemitoch kach yavol adabra v'yavol adeh, but the concern is that if one is learning, even through hearer, just through thought, that one may come to speak and ultimately create a real hefsek. Alkein, therefore, ein la adam lifrosh atzma mehatzibur b'makom shenahagula omram v'yomer osrim mahem. Therefore, the Rama says that if one is in a tzibur in which they are saying piyutim, one should not disassociate from the tzibur, and therefore one should say the piyutim along with them. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah sif katan gimel shemitoch kach. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this and he says, if the Tzibur is saying Piyutim, for me to go out and look in a sefer while the Tzibur is saying Piyutim, even though I'm not saying the Piyutim, others will see this and assume that if reflection or study within a sefer is permitted, it must be that other forms of interruption are permitted as well. And this could actually lead people to talk even during the piyutim. Sifkat and Dalit, Ein La Adam. So remember here the Mishnah Berurah said that a person should not distance himself from the tzibur. Rather, whatever the tzibur is doing, that's what the individual should do as well. So he writes, Umorenu Harav Chaim Vital, Kasev Shem Hari. So Rav Chaim Vital, one of the Talmud Mufak, the primary disciple of the Arizal, said in the name of his Rebbe, Shalo Hayo Omer Piyutim Umbizmonim, Elamashe Sidru Harishonim Kigona Kaliri. He would only say the piyutim that were established by the earlier generations, like those written by Rabbi Lazar HaKalir, Sheniskinu Ayideha Adarach HaEmes, that were literally instituted again al derech ha'emes, through the pathway of truth, whatever that means. V'chein lo haya omer yigdal. So Rav Chaim Vital would not say yigdal because he felt it was a later innovation. Umikom makom heid b'no shal morena Rav Chaim Vital alavav, b'yad his son testified, kishahaya shliach tzibar b'kab yamim noraim haya omer kala viduim v'chala piyutim. But yet again, Rav Chaim Vital, when he served as the shliach tzibar for the Kehila on Yamim Noraim, he would say all of the different piyutim. The Yishma Chacham Uyimenu Yikach Chachma Musra Haskel Shaloshanas HaMinhagim. Therefore, you see, one should not change from the Minhagim of the Kehila of which he is a part. Ubishlah Erech B'Shem Goanim Shemitzvah Lomar Piyutim. And the Shlah writes that it is a mitzvah to say piyutim. Ukeshepiyet Rabbi Elazar V'chayos Ashrahina Merubos L'Kisei Liata Ish Sivivos of Ayin Sham. And he quotes over here an amazing idea that when Rabbi Elazar, this is Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, came up with the piyut that the Chayos, referring to the, when he came up with a piyut about the angels, so literally he was surrounded by a fire. Amnam haminhagim shenagu b'shrashi atvila chuli ama in l'sharnas kol echad miminag mekomo kigon minusach ashkenaz l'svarad o lehavech v'chol kai gavna. But rather, again, one must make sure to maintain the practices of whatever kehila, whatever community one is a part of. He says, for example, one should not switch their nusach of tefillah from Ashkenaz to Sfard, or back, or opposite. Ki shneim asar sharem b'shemayim negi shneim asar shvatim. For there are 12 gateways into the heavens, corresponding to the 12 tribes. V'chol shevet yesh lo shar u'minag levad. And each and every shevet has its own gate, which means that each and every shevet has its own minhag. O minhagim ule inyan dina ha'ashkenazim mispalim ha'masvardim v'chol. Now, this is very important. So the Mishnah Berurah says, as much as one should not go ahead and change their nusach, if one, let's say, I daven nusach Ashkenaz, but I daven with a nusach Sfard minyan, and I end up davening nusach Sfard, so technically speaking, I am Yotzei Tefillah. Now, again, the discussion about one's ability to switch nuschos is a more involved conversation. But you see from here the fact that the Mishnah Berurah says that if I ended up davening Nusach Sfard one day, then I'm Yotzei indicates thus that there is room for one to change one's nusach under certain circumstances. V'chol ze rak b'minhagim shenagu b'shrashi ha'tefillah. Aval ma shenizkar b'gemara b'divrei ha'poskim shalom d'mei ha'gemara hu shav l'kol ve'ein reshus l'shum adam linhag b'minhago. So ultimately, again, all of this are just different minhagim that we found in tefillah. But any halacha, one of course should not go ahead and change and deviate from his minhag. So let's skip down to Vav. Imahem. So remember again that Amos said that one should not deviate from the minhag amakom, and therefore if the tzibur of which one is a part is saying piyutim, then one should say those piyutim as well. And if a person is davening on his own, he should not recite any piyutim in the midst of a bracha. Derech agav. So this is very important, that even if one says piyutim, the recitation of piyutim is a function of davening b'tzibur. If one is davening by themselves, then one does not say piyutim. He goes on, derech agav, ra'isi lahaskir kan, ma shahar be me'amonim toam b'rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim, bizman shemenagin achazen b'tchil las perkas yotze or hapiut shal oros mi ofo omar veyehi achar kach maschilin haemol miyad melech uslachno ve'ino maschilin mirosh habracha v'roi la'asir amazah. Okay, so he quotes over here again that on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, where again there is a longer introduction to Baruchu v'achayos yishoreru, so some go ahead and begin with the piyut of Melech or Slachna, and they forget to actually begin with the bracha at the beginning of Baruchu. So the Mishnah Berurah says that one should just be vigilant about this, and one should be careful to begin Baruchu at the right place. So, you know, in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, he has a much more in-depth discussion about the ability to change from the schos, to change from the Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Sfard. So it's interesting, he quotes Rav Moshe and others, that if one wants to change from Nusach Sfard to Nusach Ashkenaz, so the Dirshim Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chazon Ish, Rav Moshe Feinstein, as well as many others who say that there is no problem to switch from Nusach Sfard to Nusach Ashkenaz. And the logic is actually very interesting. He says, because Nusach Ashkenaz is the more authentic Nusach. Therefore, one is simply switching back to that which was done in previous times, and therefore ultimately it will be permitted. He has many different applications of this situation. The other interesting discussion that comes up as well is a switching of mifta, of pronunciation. And he discusses the idea of one, let's say, wants to switch from Ashkenazis to Sfardit or vice versa. So again, he quotes many opinions that say one should be very careful before switching one's pronunciations. He says, because when one's pronunciations are part of what he calls Altitosh Torah Si Simecha. They're part of the Mesorah that we receive from our parents. And as such, again, one should be careful not to switch that Miftah, that pronunciation, if not for a very legitimate reason. Again, you see the beauty in these halachas and the beauty of these discussions is how carefully and how much reverence we treat that our Mesorah, our tradition, that which we receive from our parents, is not simply a behavioral transmission, but rather, again, we understand that the behaviors we receive from our parents are steeped in generations of tradition, and therefore one should always be careful before changing or deviating from that which was done in past generations. Bosei, we'll stop over here. Mir Tashem will pick up with Samech Test tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.